Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, I hope you're tucking into some leftovers.
Leftovers? We ate it all the first time.
Speaking of leftovers, we had a challenge from last time. Why don't you clear it up?
I said, start with the word Arecibo. Change one letter to a D, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, two letters, five letters, of a thing you can use to transmit a message. What is the thing?
Well, if you change the E, you could spell CB radio.
All right, Ian, it is time once again for one of our recurring categories. This one is called What's in the Middle? I'm going to name two members of a category, and you're going to tell me the two members of that category that come between mine alphabetically. For example, if I said Saturday, Tuesday, you would say Sunday and Thursday, since the category is days of the week, and those are the 2 days alphabetically between Saturday and Tuesday. All right, first up, Johnny Carson, Conan O'Brien.
Okay, I think it's Fallon and Leno.
That's right. What's the category?
Tonight Show hosts.
That's right. Folks that have hosted The Tonight Show, which also a list includes Steve Allen, Jack Parr, among other people. Sierra Leone, South Sudan.
Oh, one of them is Somalia.
That's right. And the other one actually comes alphabetically after that.
South Africa.
That's right, because the category is?
African countries.
Very good. Baltic Avenue, Community Chest.
Is one of them Chance?
Yep. The other one comes before that one.
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk is correct, yeah. So obvious it's...
Yeah, the most popular property in the entire game of Monopoly.
Exactly, right. So obvious it's hard, right, yes. Monopoly Spaces, of course, being the category. Very good. All right. Northanger Abbey, Sense and Sensibility.
Okay. One of them is Pride and Prejudice.
That's right. And the other one comes before it and might be the more difficult of the two.
Not sure I know.
The other one that comes between those two is her novel Persuasion. And finally, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Lincoln.
So it's Spielberg Films.
Correct.
Other non-Indiana Joneses.
Yep. There are no more. Yeah, because that's alphabetically the last Indiana Jones. Yes, very good.
I got one of them. It's Jaws.
Correct. Okay. And the other one comes after it.
It's not Close Encounters with a K. Okay. Let me think about it.
You don't have to go that far after Jaws to find it.
Did he make Jaws 2?
No, he did not direct Jaws 2. Even I'm not that evil.
Oh, I got it. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is right. Very good. Well, Ian was right in the middle of all the correct answers. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can fill in the blanks at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you'll find this quiz, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase middle pair. Change one letter to an N, and you can spell 2 5-letter words associated with fabric. What are the words? So again, start with the phrase middle pair. Change one letter to an N, and you can spell 2 5-letter words associated with fabric. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back with another quiz next week.
We will see you then.